We're back, everybody. Welcome back. This is the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community. And I have to say, so we're live, everybody. If you're listening to a podcast, come join us, youtube.com/X1Bros. Subscribe to the show here. You can also support us by hitting join on the membership button. You can't do it from iOS yet, so you got to be on the web. But we appreciate the support. I do want to shout out T-Bucks in chat right here as we're getting started. Said, any other Texans in here had Dr. Pepper flavored ice cream from Blue Bell? Spicy, you lived in Texas.
Yeah.
Did you have Dr. Pepper ice cream?
No.
It sounds delicious. Yeah, it sounds I love Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there's two other Texans in there saying they don't like it at all.
It sounds really good.
It does.
23 flavors or however many Dr. Pepper have.
Yeah, the best like is the time. Dr. Pepper cream soda.
Oh, yeah. Cream soda, Dr. Pepper is really, really good. Yeah.
It's on point. I do want to talk about the PlayStation Showcase because
it's what happened this week.
It's what happened. Yeah. And it actually, should we call it the Microsoft Showcase? Because it kind of was.
Well, sort of. You know, yeah.
Sort of.
So they haven't had a showcase in a while. PlayStation comes up, and I'm thinking this whole time, like, shoot, they just announced it. They announced it before the Xbox Showcase. Xbox is down. They're bruised. They're battered. I'm hearing myself somewhere. Is it on the computer?
Oh, it's my headphones over there.
They're bruised. They're battered. They've been taking it in the nuts after Redfall. PlayStation wants to take advantage of this and just crush them. That's my thought. So I was genuinely worried, like, wow, PlayStation's going to come out swinging. They're going to show off their big guns and really just cement the perception there for a while here. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. The reason that they did it first is because they didn't show anything. And they must have known that and said, let's do this. Let's get it out of the way.
To be fair, they did have Spider-Man, which is their heavy hitter for this year.
But outside of Spider-Man, what was there?
Well, there were a lot of games. Well, okay, there were a lot of games I was interested in. I like Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, Snake Eater remake. Metal Gear Solid Delta. Snake Eater.
Yeah,
that's also on the Xbox.
Well, yeah, I know. That's an exciting.
But I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I like that, David. I like that I saw Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, that's great. But I'm talking like. Well, here's the thing, though. We wouldn't have known this because this happens actually before as the show started. I watched it, and as the show started, I'm thinking to myself, here we go. Here's their exclusive. Now they're going to jump into third parties, and it's going to be a lot of third parties smashed in between one or two exclusive, and everyone's going to think this is a big deal. And the reason that everyone knows is because right after the show, Xbox's account.
Yeah, this is funny.
On Twitter, tweeted out, doesn't this lineup look good? And it was the 12 games in PlayStation Showcase.
Was it 12 games or
all
nine?
Coming to Xbox, 12.
I thought it was nine.
I'm pretty sure it's 12.
I thought it was nine, but
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Math checks out.
That's even worse. I thought it was nine.
So what the Xbox account said was, what a good-looking group.
Was it Helldivers? Is that one?
No, Helldivers is exclusive.
Well, yeah, that's why. Okay, so they had Helldivers that was exclusive,
and that one looked pretty good. Yeah,
I mean, all the games really looked good.
Yeah, I was Here's the thing.
Unimpressed.
Yeah, here's the thing. I know that's super funny, David, and I know you have a. I saw your what would you call it? Your hot take.
Hot take.
Your hot take on
hot take on it. YouTube.com/X1TheGamer.
Yeah, let me plug that real quick for you. I saw that, and I saw you saying that a lot of people were giving this a 4 out of 10.
And yeah, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's
fair. I think it's way better than 4 out of 10.
I think it's a C.
I think it's better than a C.
No, I think it's a C.
Here's my thing. I like showcases that show me games and not how interesting the developers are. There's a time and a place, I feel, where we can go into the stories of the developers and understand and enjoy their journey of making something creative. That's fine. But when I'm in an E3 sort of
I see what you're saying.
Vibe, I just want to see trailers. I want to see gameplay. I want to see games.
Here's the thing.
I want to see release dates. I want to just get excited about games.
Hold on.
Let me finish my sentence or my thought. And I thought this did that for me.
So I
liked it.
I agree. Here's the thing, though. Xbox tweeted this out. Had Xbox not tweeted this out, I think that's the perception. I think that it is like, wow, yeah, we saw a lot of good games because this is what PlayStation typically does. They have a God of War, they have a Spider-Man,
and then, what they do, yeah.
And then in between it, it's all third-party games, but press has to go out and divide it up and let everybody know. The fact, this is great marketing. Microsoft immediately tweeted that. It went viral. And now all anyone's talking about is, oh my goodness, PlayStation only showed off third-party games. Yeah. The thing that people forget, though, is think about during the entire Xbox One, PlayStation 4 generation. How many years in a row did we get showed God of War? And everyone's like, that PlayStation has so many games coming. It's like, well, they're showing the same thing. But it's because their presentation, they do a very good job of their presentation. Mm-hmm. Xbox punched back and did it. Finally, Xbox marketing doing a great job. That's the way you do it because it's with humor. Then did you see, on top of that, did you see the Game Pass new genres that they have?
No, I did not watch that one. I did not see that.
Yeah, so Game Pass genre, again, another great marketing move. So on Game Pass, you know, like you can select genre shooters. One of their genres is games I can see legs with. And like it's so if you look down and you see your player's legs, they made that a whole genre.
That's pretty awesome.
Another genre was chaotic cuteness. Okay. Chaotic and cute. And it's literally a genre for Persona 5. Basically. And so see, this is great marketing because it's virality, it's fun, and it says, hey, look at these games without saying, hey, look at these games.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did here. They basically said PlayStation's presentation was full of shit without saying that.
Well, do you think some gloves are off because of what they're doing with
I
the
think
deal?
Gloves are off because I think Sony has always played the cutthroat, we're going to dominate this business space. And I think Microsoft has played the nice guy approach. Also, I think I've been thinking a lot about this because there's a lot of gaming journalist bias that's really coming to the forefront here. For example, on the IGN live stream of this, the IGN moderator, the IGN account was responding, defending PlayStation in their live chat. And it's like, what are you doing? You're either news or you're not. What is going on here? And the reason I thought, why is there a bias towards PlayStation? Yes, it's a great system. Yes, it's got world-class games. But why does the bias lean so heavy? And you want to know what I think it is? I've come to this conclusion. I think it's that PlayStation's exotic. That America, it's these journalists in their bubble, and they're like, oh, it's a Microsoft's American. It's not exotic. It's not sexy. It's not intellectual. It's not artistic. But PlayStation is. PlayStation is foreign. It's exotic.
I mean,
pseudo intellectual.
You might be right.
I mean, I am right.
I don't know.
Just breaking. I am.
I know that I disagree with about 90% of what they say, so maybe you are right. I don't know.
Oh, I am. Think about where they all reside. San Francisco. The land of pseudo-intellectualism.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Where robots are bringing you meals.
That's exotic.
That's pretty exotic.
If the crazy homeless person doesn't shit on it first.
No, yeah, but... I mean, David, I still thought this... I care...
I thought it was a good presentation.
The presentation was good, for sure.
It was just games.
And that's what Sony does. But Microsoft's punchback
was better. Have all these, which made it even better.
Changed the now entire I'm like, oh, conversation. Good, I get all these games. That's what marketing's supposed to do. They changed the entire conversation.
I mean, yeah, that... So basically, did you mention what they did? They just posted...
Yeah, they tweeted it.
They tweeted out...
Yeah,
great lineup coming to Xbox.
What a good looking group!
What a good looking group!
And then they showed
all the games,
all the
12 games that were posted that were showcased coming to Xbox.
Can I say the game that I'm really excited to
come? This game looks good, by the way. Immortals.
Yeah, we talked. That's the magic one. Yeah,
that looks. Is that so? Which games on this list are exclusive? Do you have those? Because here's the thing with PlayStation, though, and this is where Microsoft did well. PlayStation doesn't tell me if it's exclusive or not. It just says it's on PlayStation.
But I think that that's been to PlayStation's benefit.
I know, but...
And that's why Microsoft doing this, yes, yeah. Finally.
Well, and Microsoft has always said exclusive, world premiere. Do I still have those? I might still have those sound bites. Let me see.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
World premiere.
I still have these on my
Sony doesn't do that, so it muddies the water. So yeah. Like it's like, whoa, PlayStation does have the cool games.
Yeah, so actually, I don't know where I was going with that, but I can't remember. What
yes, now about. Everybody that's leaving a comment angrily right now in the YouTube section as you're listening to this after this has already been recorded, yes, I am an Xbox fanboy. Calling me that is not an insult.
Well, I really like my Xbox. I really like my PlayStation. I really like my Switch. And I really like my PC. And maybe that's why my view... I know your viewpoint's the same, but I really enjoyed it because it was about games, and
Here's the thing. Even their exclusives, outside of Spider-Man, they showed almost no gameplay. And that was the other complaint. It was a lot of CGI. Yeah, a lot of that. After watching it, here's my new stance on CGI. I don't care about CGI unless you should never have it as a story when you're unveiling a new IP, for instance.
I don't know about that.
Unless you have gameplay. You need to have gameplay in there. The only time that I think it's appropriate is if, for instance, it's a Diablo. It's an already established franchise with an established story. But if you're introducing a new game to me, you better give me some gameplay in there.
I'm okay with teasers. I'm okay with just the teasing. Just the, hey, Spicy, check out what's coming up in 2 years.
Not for a new IP. You got to give me gameplay. Mix in some gameplay.
So let me be clear. I prefer gameplay. But if they're teasing me, if they're like, hey, like... I got excited for Metal Gear Solid. Didn't see any gameplay in there, but that's not a new IP. Maybe is what you're telling me.
Because you already know what to expect from it, so you don't need to see.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm saying. New IP. I gotta put my mind in
that. That's Metal Gear Solid 3. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was the other thing that a lot of. So here's the thing. Yeah, are we a PlayStation podcast? No. Are we anti PlayStation? No. I am anti-biased journalists who claim to not be objective or claim to be objective and then are clearly not.
Well, to be honest, David, that's why I have stopped looking at review sites. I mean, I've done this for, I think I'm 8 years clean.
Well done.
I now watch streamers. I watch, other, like, outside of the journalist bubble.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot more happy
about myself. Here's who's really been messing up lately is IGN. They're really being exposed. Just this week alone and last week combined. There was an article last week, and we talked about this a little bit on the show. Starfield is Xbox's last chance at redemption.
That's stupid.
Okay, on their same site, and in that article, they say Halo. In that same article, and it's an opinion piece, so you're welcome to have that opinion, but we don't have consistency here. In that article, the author said Phil Spencer has said if they mess up with Halo, Xbox is done. They've messed up with Halo. It, basically, playing like Halo Infinite is terrible. Do you want to know what IGN on their site reviewed Halo?
Well, Halo Infinite's not terrible.
Infinite?
Terrible.
What score do you think they gave Halo Infinite on their site?
Oh, the scores never line up because they gave Halo 4 a 9, but then they also, or I think they gave like Halo, it was either 4 or 5 a 9, but they also gave Halo 2 and 3 a 9, and Halo 2 and 3 are far better.
What do you think? Like, Halo Infinite, what score is it?
7.2?
They gave it an 8.
So Phil Spencer needs to... This IGN article, Phil Spencer said if they mess up with Xbox, they're done. So they're done because they messed up with Xbox. Meanwhile, their website, IGN, review Halo Infinite, a 9 out of 10. Are you kidding me? Like, what are you talking about? You doing?
Who was it? I was listening to a Nintendo podcast, and they were talking about, I think it's Fujitsu, a Japanese...
Fujitsu.
Is that how you pronounce it? Anyway, but basically what they do is they have four people rate a game and they give it a score out of 40.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
So each person gives a score out of 10 and then they add those up and it's blank out of 40. And the reason I was listening to a Nintendo podcast and they were talking about the new Zelda game, ironically, guess what the new Zelda game scored? A 40 out of 40. So they had four different reviewers give it a perfect score. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
But no, I think I do. I agree with that. I think that's actually the best way to do it. Is it Fujitsu?
Honest. Because I don't care if you're biased. I just want you to be honest. Bias is okay. We're all biased. But be honest about it. That's it.
Well, a number scale is hard. Like, I think you need to do things like...
Well, that's why I like ACG.
Yeah, he does a buy renter.
Never touch it again.
Never touch, yeah. Or deep sale. Or, he has like different ratings like that.
Right? Yeah, that's more. I agree. Yeah.
But no, I like I think it's Fujitsu. They have four different people review it.
Yeah. Anyways, the only reason we bring this up is because everybody was super down on Xbox. I mean, look at that article. This is the last chance. And yeah, because of Xbox's response to the PlayStation showcase, all the momentum has shifted back to Xbox. And Xbox has an opportunity to just smash it during this showcase.
To just
smash it, baby. Em.
I liked the showcase.
Yeah, speaking of the showcase,
but, you know, I get. What you're
can we talk about some of the games that were in there?
Yeah,
give me a marathon. You're looking forward to marathon.
That one. Can you pull up that trailer, man?
I'll pull it up.
You can say whatever you want about Bungie, but they got. I say this every time. They got style, man.
And Marathon is coming.
I'll find it.
I'll be honest. PlayStation, I am very excited for the new Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That was another one. That one looked... Do you know what's great?
Technically, it's coming to PC as well, but like I'll be playing it on my PlayStation probably.
The Final Fantasy... Final Fantasy trailers, you have no idea what's going on. There's no correlation, but there's all the serious atmosphere, the serious voice acting, the random characters flexing.
They're emoting all over the place.
Oh, gosh. Final Fantasy trailers are so good.
Okay, but Marathon is coming to the Xbox. Wait. This is the game from Bungie, the new game.
Yeah, well, and what's interesting, and I think, so when Bungie, so obviously Bungie creators of Destiny, creators of Halo, but Marathon, I think, was Bungie's first, one of their first games when they, like, back in the 90s.
December 21st, 1994.
And I think it was made for Mac, and so, like, I think that was, I have no idea, I've never played it. I think it was a Doom-style type game, you know, and it had its unique things that made it popular. You know, it's not exactly Doom, but it was that style game, you know? So, yeah, I think they're just resurrecting. Well, I actually just think they're using the IP because they probably still own it or something.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay for the title or something. But what's cool about this is an extraction shooter.
Yeah, so good.
So, and what's really interesting.
So an extraction shooter is like a Tarkov or a
Vigor. But what's really interesting is, and yes, you can argue Warzone, but... This is a triple A, and I would say very good developer. Yeah. I mean, you can even argue world class developer.
No, 100%.
Making an extraction shooter. You can argue that Warzone made DMZ, but DMZ, we played it a good amount. It's fun, but it feels like it was an afterthought. Like, yeah. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not
like,
it's not a core focal.
It was an add on to Warzone, not built from the ground up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this is. Now, according to Bungie, this is still a ways out, and, you know, they're still working on it, all that good stuff. But I'm excited. I mean, Bungie's got a new game. They just got style. Look, there's something piercing the moon. That just looks cool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a prequel to Destiny. Like, that's the Hive when they first got there.
I think in the Destiny timeline, isn't everything a prequel?
Yeah, I guess.
Because aren't they like, how many times has... You know, humanity been wiped out by the time the traveler gets to you, you know?
Yeah. Humanity gets wiped out so here, all the time here in every universe.
Here is from the developers on Marathon. Marathon is designed from the start as a PvP-focused game and won't have a single-player campaign. Instead, with the PvP experience as our foundation, we're creating opportunities for player-driven stories to unfold, stories that are integrated with the overarching game narrative. We're building a world full of persistent, evolving zones where players create their own journey with every run they take. That might mean an unforgettable firefight against another crew vying for the same loot or a last-second extraction while beset on all sides.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what their take on an extraction shooter is,
sounds like a lot of world stuff happening. Because look at they really focus on this beyond just the story of your last run. However, we want to give players the chance to affect these persistent zones and the larger world as a result. For example, imagine a crew discovering a previously undiscovered artifact that, when activated, opens a new area of the map for all players to explore. In essence, we're creating a game where the actions of players can have ramifications for the world and players with each unfolding season. So it sounds like every season there's going to be stuff happening to
which is basically what, like, I mean, like, Fortnite does that. Fortnite's really good at doing that. Now, how they do it, we'll see what they do. But, like, Fortnite does stuff like that where they have the in-game events. People come together, certain areas of the map unlock or get changed. Or
Darth Vader flies in.
And
you go down there and he just destroys you. One of the coolest things, by the way.
Or Marshmallow has a concert. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens in Fortnite, right? So this will be their take on that. But yeah, it sounds like it's a long ways off. But look, this is what we know. One, it's going to have style because the trailer has style. And Bungie's Destiny. Got style. Two, it's going to have good movement and tight controls, like the shooting aspect of it. Because they also say, I don't know if it's in that same article, they also say that the gameplay is going to be built off of Halo and Destiny gunplay.
Yeah.
Which is basically what we have now, right? Yeah. So we know it's going to be tight, fluid controls. And we put a lot of time into the Destiny. And let me tell you.
Into the Destiny.
Into the Destiny.
That's like my mom calling it the Facebook.
Into the Destiny 2. Yeah.
Into the Destiny.
And let me tell you. The shooting was never a complaint.
No, that the game is tight, and it's always been tight. Even when you're at the loot cave, sitting there, wasting your life.
It works.
The game is mechanically very good.
Can I talk about another one that just personally got me excited?
Yeah.
That would be Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
yeah. That's really exciting. Metal Gear Solid, it's a remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. We get to play as Naked Snake.
I'll find it. There it is right there.
That's his code name. He's not really, you know. But no, this is, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, the lore aficionados, Metal Gear Solid 3
not actual gameplay.
Is actually the first,
but
chronologically.
It's an IP we understand.
Yeah, of course.
Well, not understand.
But see, like,
I don't understand Metal Gear.
But see, like, Marathon, show me gameplay.
Well, they're, like, not even close.
I know.
And also an established developer.
Well, and
that's your criteria.
And see, David, that's
but just give me 1 second. No, I'll need just 1 second.
The challenge of that is when the game is so early in development, you don't have clips that you want to even show.
That's true.
Because it's going to change so hard in 3 years or 2 years or whatever the release date is. That's one of the reasons why they don't do that.
So when I saw this, the Metal Gear Solid thing first, I thought, is this like a version of Grounded?
Is this the new, Cabela's Hunt? Or whatever, you know, Cabela's Hunting?
That would be, oh man, yeah, heck yeah. Snake is a hunter?
Yeah. No,
I mean, technically he is, okay.
Well, I think the reason they're doing this, I think we're going to see a lot of reboots of the original Metal Gear. Well, I mean, we're already seeing a lot of remakes anyway. But I think the reason they're doing this is because Snake or Metal Gear Solid 3, I believe chronologically, is the one of the first in the story. Because I believe it's, you know, all their code names are cool, right? There's Naked Snake. Big Boss, I think, is in this
Big
one.
Boss,
Big Boss.
Yeah, Big Boss. But yeah, anyway.
Looks cool.
Oh, and along with this, they announced a collection. The first three Metal Gear Solids are coming out as well, and those are just basically, call them HD remasters.
Yeah.
It's not like a full remake, but you know, you can play the first three.
Again, coming to Xbox. Yeah. Very excited for that. Two games that I got excited for here coming to Xbox, Dragon's Dogma. Can we pull up that trailer? Dragon's Dogma 2, yeah. Yes. Now, I never played the original one, but I hear it's fantastic. Well, did you play the original
second one? No, I've never played the original one. I've seen people play it,
but I've never played it. Dragon Dogma 2 just did
it looks
stuff to
good.
Me. It made me like want to go back and play. What's the EA game that we played that I liked number one a lot, but not number two? Oh, why is it slipping my mind?
Oh, Dragon Age.
Yes. This makes me want to play Dragon Age. You need a good fantasy world game.
That Dragon Age is so good.
Yeah, EA really kind of like, playing like Inquisition, like it just wasn't the same.
What they did is they tried to make it more mainstream.
Well, they tried to make it Mass Effect.
Yeah,
what they tried to do, especially with number two. At least with Inquisition, they kind of pulled back a little bit.
And in so doing, they took away a lot of the charm that made that game what it is.
Yeah, but look, this just made me, I need to get into a
look
world.
Look at that wizard.
And just crush people with my big sword.
Yeah, you do, man.
Well, what was so good about Dragon Age, the OG, was the character development in that game, the relationship development, and then this like hybrid, it's real-time combat with a turn-based strategy component.
Well, and they added, I don't know if I've ever had that in a game previous to that game, was the macro ability that you could set up previous to combat instructions for certain characters to do if certain things happened. Which made it extremely well, and I know that the console version versus the PC version was like unlimited, and the console version only had like 10 macros you could put in, you know.
But even they even reduced it though from the first to the second, though, not reduced it, but made it way more limiting from the first one to the second one, because in the first one you could really customize
it. Can I say they made it more user friendly in the second one, which made it like
I hated to though.
That's what I'm saying. It was one of those quality of life changes that made it worse.
Yeah. Well, because they went so actiony, action adventure style. Yeah, it just wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Which I really like how Mass Effect worked. I like
Mass Effect. Yeah, but too. Mass Effect
is not Dragon Age
Origins. Yeah.
The other one, so Dragon Dogma is 2, and I never played the first one, but I hear it's fantastic. So very, very excited for that. The other one that I think looks fantastic.
Hold on. Bart Stanley in chat, David, said they dumbed it down. Yes. That's how they did it. They dumbed it down. That's way more accurate. Thank you.
Yes. The other one that I'm excited for that I thought was really interesting is Teardown. This was, at first I was like, a Lego game? And then I was like, is this Lego Grand Theft Auto?
It was the
and
Lego then, car, like, well, it reminded then, me, it was, it reminded me of Lego Hitman.
Lego Hitman or Lego Payday.
Lego Payday, Lego Payday, yeah. Let me pull that up real quick. Let's see, where is it? There it is.
And so this is coming to Xbox as well, and this looks so interesting to me. Yeah, this one really looks interesting. I don't know the... So Dragon's Dogma 2, by the way, is release date is 2024.
Which actually means 2026 in today's world.
It's true.
It's a you got to say that and then just keep pushing it back.
Yeah.
But no, this game... So if you're listening, this game looks like a if Legos had a dice engine where everything was destructible, and it's a heist game. So you can
this game is
and it's you can plan your heist, and set things up. It looks like they're putting arrows to remember where to drive and all this other stuff.
And then they plant explosives and stuff.
It's so cool. It looks pretty awesome.
So cool. This game came out in 2020 on Steam. Oh no, 2022 on Steam, and all reviews overwhelmingly positive. Recent reviews overwhelmingly positive. This is how they describe it. Prepare the perfect heist in this simulated and fully destructible voxel world. Tear down walls with vehicles or explosives to create shortcuts. Stack objects to reach higher. Use the environment to your advantage in the most creative way you can think of. And that's exactly what they're showing off. Overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam, coming to console. It looks so good.
I have never heard of this game before, but apparently it's... didn't know it was already released. It's out of almost
70,000 reviews, overwhelmingly positive.
No, that's good. Really well, good. Hey, and then we got the big game that everybody's excited for that you got to see gameplay for.
Hold on, before we bring up before we bring up that one, I want to talk about Alan Wake.
No, that's what I meant.
Alan Wake 2, yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to talk
about... No, Alan Wake. Yeah, everybody was excited for that.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Spider-Man. So
No. I mean, Alan Wake's coming to Xbox. Oh, yeah.
Alan Wake.
Okay. Mark, we're an Xbox podcast.
Well, I'm just talking about
Spider-Man. Spider-Man looked good, too. I mean, I'm going to get that one. Alan Wake.
That's so funny. I was like, before you talk about that, let's talk about Alan Wake.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah, Alan Wake 2. So
we're kind of on the same brainwaves, but not.
Yeah.
Yes, while you're pulling up Alan Wake 2 Spicy, I do want to say, everybody in chat, thank you for being here. And Darth Vicious just said, hit the like button. Yes, everybody in chat, hit that like button. We appreciate the support. Jordan the Man, tell us, what are your thoughts, Alan Wake 2?
Well, my favorite part about this is, you know, I like it when developers are just like, this is what we're doing, and this is why, and to be honest, we don't care. So
you got to respect it.
Yeah, and I know it's going to upset a lot of people, or a handful of people, and it sucks if you're not able to do this, because I know there's a lot of people that don't have internet, but Alan Wake is only downloadable.
People were making a big deal about that. Yeah,
that's what I said, but they were just like, we don't want to make copies, it costs money, this is how we're doing it.
Yeah.
That was it. I was like, hey, you know, okay, I
genuinely don't understand.
Hey, and I'm fine. I don't want to pay for another $70 game.
The outrage there. I mean, what percentage do you think does not play.
Well, what's ironic,
any form of digital,
is all the people that are mad are posting on the internet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe from their phone, though. But still, your phone, that means you can get internet access from your phone.
Oh. Don't worry. I think Elon Musk will take care of it. He's Starlinking everything.
Starlinking it up, baby.
Yeah.
Starlinking it up. It's people from Nevada. It's people from Nevada.
Yeah, you know. Yes. But you get no state tax, so there's a trade-off.
There's a trade-off.
Yeah, that's the trade-off.
The trade-off.
No internet. No. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Alan Wake, though, looks like it's going to stand up to the first Alan Wake here? Or are you preparing to be disappointed?
So seeing this gameplay and how it is, it looks more terrifying than the
other
one.
Well, they said they're going for like a psychological. Yeah, it's not looks, Alan Wake. This is a new psychological horror.
This looks terrifying, yet very, very good. It's almost like they were if fans were to make the next one, but be like scary. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the first one was like, it had its moments. It's like, oh.
It was more, would you creepy. Say like.
It's like interestingly ominous. Creepy.
Yeah, interestingly creepy. Yeah. No, this one.
This one's like, oh my
God. Well, and was
this
it.
Is, yeah, this is.
Was
like
it last?
Resident Evil kind of vibes. Like, it's very, very scary.
Was it last year's Game Awards or the year before? But the developer did say, hey, look, we're going balls to the wall. Psychological horror here. So, but it looks good.
It looks really, really good. I like how obviously Alan Wake is sitting there typing.
Like, well, and I'm just going to say this. So like in the first game, Alan Wake was like, you know, he was an author and he was a cool guy, but I don't know if it's just a graphical update or they just like decided to go for a John Wick type
of
look.
That's exactly what I was.
But it was
say.
Like, it's like, man, he looks like a man that writes books now.
If
you
John
know?
Wick was a writer, this is his story.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That's his character model looks like that. John Wick, the author.
Okay. Yes, everybody making a big deal that it's digital only. Do you want to hear the stats on this? Worldwide, according to Entertainment Retail Association, as of 2022, all the percentage of games sold digitally. What do you think
that percentage is? Does this include mobile?
I would say 80s to 90s.
I would say at least 85%.
Yeah, 90% of all games. Yeah. So the big deal that it's digital only?
David, you're not thinking about the 10%.
Well, and it's not even the 10% that are on the internet complaining. It's about 10 people with a hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and look, I always find it
interesting. Now, the reason it's probably that high is because of mobile gaming. That does include mobile gaming. So it's probably skewed. Mobile gaming is going to take a huge chunk of that.
It's funny. Like, you only hear about it when it's a AAA game. How many indie games are digital only? Because indie games, it's cheaper to be digital only.
Yeah. I mean, Steam's entire business model is digital only.
Yeah. And those same people would probably say Steam is the greatest thing in the world. And they don't want Game Pass, right? Or they don't like Epic Store or whatever.
It's true.
Anyway, it's true. Yes, if you don't have internet, that would suck. And you're an Alan Wake fan.
Would it suck? There would be some benefits to not having internet.
Well, not if you're an Alan Wake fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, couldn't you just
if you're in a location without an internet, chances are there's probably a gaming cafe in your town.
Yeah. But
and then you have to deal with data caps and stuff like that, I guess. But once you download it, now just go to your friend's house if you have data caps and plug it into the wall.
Yeah. Use his data caps.
Can we talk about one thing that I talked about last week? Last week after, so 2 weeks ago, we've actually talked about this 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks ago, the Asus Ally, ROG Ally, was announced and officially licensed Microsoft, basically portable gaming device.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation during their show and last week I went away from a week. Zelda dropped. I got the Nintendo Switch, and playing the Nintendo Switch, I said last week, I came to this realization that some form of mobile gaming via like a Nintendo Switch, a dedicated console mobile experience, is the future, because I was able to play way more of Zelda than I would be able to play if that game was on Xbox. Because I was able to play it in bed, on the couch, next to my family, stuff like that. And so I think Xbox having Asus ROG Ally is genius, and I actually think there's going to be more of that in the future. Proof positive,
Next week later, PlayStation Showcase. What do? They show off their own handheld.
Oh, yeah. Let
me that mobile gaming device that is coming. Now, I actually don't think that their version is the answer. Theirs is basically a tablet between a PlayStation controller, which a lot of people were complaining about. I actually think that's the right way to do it because I'm used to the way your controller feels. But theirs is not what the ROG Ally is. Theirs is basically a device that allows you to stream to it from your PlayStation.
They said over Wi-Fi, so over does that Wi-Fi. Mean it's only local? Is that what I'm getting from that?
No, I would be willing to bet that it's because you could do it with the PlayStation 4 stream remote.
But wouldn't you say over high-speed internet or over?
Well, that would imply that you could plug in, though, I think. So that's why Wi-Fi.
Well, it's basically their version of a Switch, but you can't take your game out of your house.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, but no, you'll be able to play this
if
remote.
If it has an internet connection.
That's what
I'm asking because
so it's
Wi-Fi doesn't necessarily mean mobile out and about.
Yeah.
Does it? Like when I hear Wi-Fi, I hear like I'm thinking in my own house. But yeah. I guess if it's
no, so like if I'm at whatever, I'm at your house, Spicy, I would be able to play from your house, but it would be streaming from my PlayStation at home. So I think that's a kind of cool concept. I think the actual future is going to be actually where PlayStation was with their PS Vita.
Well, what's interesting is the PSP and the PS Vita, I don't want to say they necessarily failed, but I don't think they succeeded.
They were ahead of their time, let's be honest.
The Vita was really...
So was the Dreamcast.
was the Dreamcast, yeah.
So sometimes it's not... Shout out to
you, shout out to you, Sega.
So, I don't think they necessarily succeeded in Sony's eyes, which is why you don't have continuations of them now, right? The last was the PSP.
Well, you were, at the time, you were competing, their direct competition at the time... First of all, the internet was not what it is today. Yeah. And your direct competition was Game Boy.
Yeah.
And Game Boy dominated.
Game Boy proved that
graphics didn't matter and PlayStation was going for graphics.
Nintendo still proves that.
Yeah, look at Zelda. It looks beautiful and no one's being like, I'm not playing this game at 60 frames per second or at 30 frames per second. That's ridiculous.
No one cares. But it's such a good game, you're willing to overlook that.
No, but... I think we're going to see mobile gaming, especially as Xbox goes Game Pass. It just makes sense to invest in this kind of hardware.
Well, this is my
concern. And you're not even investing in it. You're having third parties invested in it. Genius.
Yeah, let them fail.
Now, the crux is going to be, to Spicy's point, that price point needs to come down.
Yeah. But the thing is,
price point, Spicy was $4.99.
I'd probably get one.
But at that price point, I'm going to be able to play my games, right? With this new one, or even cloud gaming, I've not had terrible experiences with cloud gaming, and I've not had great experiences. There's always been latency issues. Now, this is my question with this PlayStation. Sure, let's say it's only $300, but am I paying $300 to have a delay when I play God of War? Because it's going through Wi-Fi, you know what I mean?
See, Jordan brings up a great point.
I'd rather pay $800 to play my game.
Yeah.
You know?
I have never had a great experience playing over playing cloud because you don't know if someone turned on the microwave about a house away.
Well, and for everybody that's probably, we know it's not cloud, the PlayStation 1. It's Wi-Fi, right? Your PlayStation at home has to be connected to Wi-Fi probably in its rest mode.
But it's a streaming.
That's what I mean. We're streaming, a streaming service.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Even when I streamed, I think I did it with Steam. Steam does the streaming too. I've not had a smooth experience. Now, once that's fixed, I'm sure it'll be great, but there's always going to be some type of...
So here
will it ever be fixed?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The internet's always going to have some type of delay because it's just, that's how it works. It's got to ask the question.
So here are what we know about it so far. This is from theshortcut.com. Because Project Q, that's what this handheld device is, doesn't handle games natively and relies on Sony's remote play feature. It doesn't have to be robust as something like the Steam Deck or Asus ROG Ally.
That's what we're saying.
I'm just confirming is all that I'm saying. But here's what it is. It's an 8-inch LCD HD screen. You do have to have...
I like 8 inches.
Yeah, you do have
it's an inch bigger than the OLED.
You do have to have remote play over
and
Wi-Fi. Yep. PS5 and Wi-Fi for remote play required. The rumored price, first of all, it's expected to come out in November. Rumored price is $199 to $299.
So let's just say $300, right? Let's go high and say it's $300.
So do you think this is the way forward? Because I will say, as someone with an Xbox, if Xbox did something like this, it's all going to come down to how does it work? Does it work well? In my house, I would take advantage of something like this.
Well, but even in your house, though, because I've done... maybe in your house it'll work better. I don't know. Here's the thing. Like right now we're watching Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
I would pay $300 for this experience on the go. The problem is I don't think I'm going to get this experience. I think, sure, it'll look good graphically and all that stuff. I really think, and I think this is always overlooked and not talked about, I think there's going to be latency issues, which will also screw up your game.
Think about how often, even on sometimes on Wi-Fi from my phone, I switch over to mobile to watch a YouTube video.
Because I assume it's running off the PlayStation 5.
It is.
So the PlayStation 5 is running it. Then it's got to say, okay, he hit X. And it's got to send X to the internet. And then the internet
will. How bad will latency be? I don't think it'll be that bad.
Yeah, I do.
On a 2.4 gigahertz spectrum? Yeah, it's going to suck balls.
Here's the thing, though. We've played like Game Pass games, but cloud.
Yeah, and I've had latency issues.
Yeah, but that will improve over time. And it might be to that point where it has improved.
Well, they got to get off of the... They got to go to... I don't know.
I will say...
I'm not a fan of Wi-Fi.
I will say I prefer the ballsy ally
but that's experience. What I'm saying. Do I pay $300 and have latency? Because maybe when it comes out, they'll have some protocol that works awesome and it just works, right? I don't know. It's not out yet. We'll have to wait and see. My experience with streaming games, which I think is cool and I hope we keep working on, especially with cloud gaming... There's always latency issues.
I will say there's definitely a demand for something like this, though, and I think my statement last week is correct. I think this, especially for a subscription-based Game Pass model, that the ROG Ally type, the Steam Deck, PlayStation is showing that they think there's a market for something like this. I think Nintendo Switch has obviously crushed it with a market like this, with inferior hardware. Mm-hmm. Although, was it inferior, or have they just not unlocked the full potential?
Every couple years, they just go, you know what?
The Bluetooth?
Bluetooth was in there the whole time.
You know what would be funny is if they actually didn't know? Like, they were just, like, looking at the blueprints one day, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, Steve put that in there.
Did you realize? Yeah, we fired Steve.
Yeah. Hey, remember Steve, you put that in there.
What is
and that, you're like,
is that a Bluetooth antenna? What? Wait, come here.
Is this on all of them?
Anyways, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think the next 5 years of gaming, I guess we're on 4 years now, is going to look different than the previous. And it's already, you're seeing that like rapid change take place. So really, really interesting. Anyways, that does us for the Xbox showcase that happened this week.
Is that it for all the games? I mean, they showed a bunch, but.
Yeah, we went over
Final Fantasy looks dope. The
big ones that are coming to Xbox anyways.
Is Final Fantasy Street Fighter coming to?
Nope.
I think that's a PlayStation.
That's PlayStation.
Yeah.
The game that I played this week that dropped on Game Pass, can we pull it up, actually? It is...
What one? Sorry.
It may be up for Game of the Year contender. Again, Planet of Lana.
Planet of Lana?
Yes.
Was that on the showcase? Am I pulling something else up?
No. This is just
new Game Pass game, right?
Okay. Came out on Game Pass. Played it last night with my family. And I just have to say, holy crap. This is one of those games, Zelda does this, where you play a game and you remember why you love gaming. This is Planet of Lana. Imagine, what was that game? What was that game, remember, where you're like in the shadows? It's like, it was very like Orwellian, 1984, and you're going through, it's 2D side-scroller.
Inside.
Imagine Inside, and Limbo. But Inside and Ori had a baby. And that's what this is. This game.
How's the ending?
And that's Lana.
That's Lana. Yeah, so Lana's on this planet, and you're going to see everything right here.
It's a aliens invade. Adventure.
In fact, this is right here in the very first level. Aliens invade and take everyone away. and
except Lana,
who is the baby of Inside. I'm telling you,
the game is hand painted. The game is hand painted.
Wow,
it's a very colorful world.
It's beautiful. It's fun. It's instantly addicting. This game reminds you why you love gaming. It is up there. It's at least as good as Inside. It may be better when all is said and done.
Because
I think there's a little bit more of a story here. Remember, Inside was really good until you got to the freaking human blob, and you're like,
What are you
trying to say here? But what's the story? Yeah, debating the story.
That was one of the things for me, at least. Like, you had to call that abstract art because someone got it. I sure didn't.
Did you really just say I liked that part?
Yeah, I didn't. You were like laughing. I thought you liked that part.
No. There was like on an episode 5 years ago, there was a 20-minute rant of what the hell happened at the end. Like
They didn't know how to tie it together.
And it was like
what
stupid.
We should do was make a blob and well, then roll.
Look how good. I'm telling you.
So this is for the 10% of us. Is this physical copy?
It's on Game Pass.
They want Game Pass. But that's my point. No one's complaining about
I'm gonna
that.
Write a letter and complain to the internet.
That's my point.
This game, mind blown.
Hot take.
Seriously, mind blown.
Hot take. Crappy take, David. I'm kind of done with just pressing right on my joystick.
That's not this. This is just puzzles. Inside had that.
They had puzzles, but it was like, huh.
Dude, Inside was good, though.
It's like work puzzles. It's not thinking puzzles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, though. This is enjoyable. This is enjoy. Like,
it's like a cleanser
again,
game.
It reminds me of why I love gaming. Like, it has that. Zelda does that, too. And Zelda has, it's similar puzzles to Zelda.
Maybe I'm just in a bad mood. But it looks like a running simulator to right.
When you hear the music, can we actually watch gameplay of the first? The music is really good.
Yeah, I can pull that up, David. I can pull that up.
Just like intro level of.
Do you want me to play the music?
Yeah. Turn it up and. It's cool.
Okay.
Go fast forward a little bit. I guess, like, yeah, let's sample this music. Let's see what this music sounds like.
Okay. Okay, here.
Yeah, let's sample this.
You'll eventually come to.
Oh, it's
somebody. Son of a.
Okay, that was not.
Oh, that's because it's Maka, so he's.
He's doing the achievements. 100% guide.
100% guide.
Oh, it's a guide? I pulled up a guide. Okay. Yeah.
It's a good guide, though. Maka's good. Maka's really good.
He's the dude of dudes.
He's my achievement guy.
Okay.
You know how everybody, like, has a guy?
Yeah, he is.
He's the achievement guy.
Okay,
here. Dude, even the beginning, let's see, like, so this intro scene may have the... Dude, the music...
Oh, here.
When the aliens come...
Dun-dun-dun.
Are we going to get copyright strikes for this,
It gives
David,
me feel good. No, who cares? Who cares? Let's
Shut
see.
Us down.
Anna?
Is it like a Jarbly voice?
Yeah.
Hello! Hello!
Can I skip ahead?
Hello.
I'm gonna skip ahead.
Skip ahead to skip to like I'll show you where the aliens right here. Okay. Oh yeah, dude.
It's very atmospheric for sure.
It's very atmospheric. Watch the aliens come. So there's not a spoil. This is not a spoiler. This is
okay, so everyone listening to this podcast, dude,
this is cool.
We're watching an alien come and just, oh my gosh, just take people. Okay, yeah.
And then, like, once the gameplay starts, the music. But listen to the music here.
Do you know what's so awesome
dude,
about
this
music?
This music is bad A.
Music makes you feel.
I freaking love music. Everybody knows that.
Look, let's turn this up. So now we're in gameplay and you're running. Dude, it's cool. I'm telling you, this game, it reminds me why I love gaming.
Yeah, that's...
It's a must play. It's on Game Pass. You gotta play it.
Have you been playing this then?
Yeah. I downloaded this along with Railroad Empire 2. I'm very excited to become a robber baron.
Who isn't?
Everyone's saying, spoiler alert.
This is like this is the intro.
Yeah, that's
this. This was also in all the trailers. Like, there's no spoiler.
Oh, that's true.
Here.
It was in the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if it's in the trailer, it's not a spoiler.
No, the music, it sounds really good. I I actually, after the show, David, remind me to tell you about some music stuff that I'm...
Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm excited.
I got some good stuff.
I'm excited. Can I tell you what I'm trying to do?
Yeah, let's tell me all about it.
I have to tell you after the show. I can't say it on the show. I'll tell you after the show.
Tell me after the show?
After the show. I'll tell you what, everybody who subscribes, maybe we'll make a member-only video.
Oh, it's one of those, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those. We got to put this behind a paywall because it's cracking me up right now. But anyways, yeah, that's it. Everybody, check out Planet of Lana. Oh. I am super impressed.
And what's really exciting, next week we will be probably talking about our first impressions of the Diablo 4.
Ooh, that's right.
If you paid a lot of money to get it early.
Much is it to pay? Is it $100 or something? What is it?
I think it's 107.
Oh,
point,
gosh. Ouch.
0.16 or something like that. The only reason I know is because I was looking at one of my credit cards and I was like, oh, why are they charging me that much money? I actually had to call Microsoft. Because I was like,
is this a mistake?
Yeah. So, no, I was so confused. Turns out, when you pre-order a game, Microsoft doesn't always charge you right there on the spot. They wait until like 10 days before the game's released.
So I watched, speaking of like crazy prices and stuff like that.
But I mean, it kind of fits with the game. Bad price, hell, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's a lore thing.
Yeah.
It's a lore. Yeah, the suits decided, you know what, let's make a credit card rampage. Allure thing. No, so I was watching, you know, the channel Your Overwatch?
Yeah.
They came out with a video recently that was about why Jeff Kaplan left. Really fascinating. But they said.
What is their theory?
Well, it's talking about the PvE.
I know the same video. It's the same video where he was like, I don't cuss on this channel, but.
That's the video. That's the video.
It's a long video.
It's a long one. I mean, you want the TLDR, David?
Yeah, TLDR. He hated life?
No. This
upper management.
The upper management told him, they basically told him, yeah, do what you want, but we're not going to give you the resources you need. Mm. And so they actually...
And if you don't make money, it's out. Yeah. You know, so it's like, okay.
And so he was set up to fail, and it looked like he was going to be the scapegoat. He would have been the one announcing that the PvE... It's not coming out.
Yeah,
I'm
not making that
Blizzard. We lied to you, or Blizzard's like, hey, everybody, yeah, we lied to you, essentially. No, but that's basically the take, and it's actually a decent video. But one of the stats that they said on there that blew my mind was that Diablo Immortal was making $200 million a day.
David said that when it first came out.
Yeah, remember
$100 million a day.
You remember a while ago when I said the studios will follow the money. Mobile gaming makes so much money; it's not even close. Like, not even close.
Why don't we make a mobile game?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying this for years.
Can we make a mobile game?
And so, like, hardcore gamers mock at mobile gaming. Mobile gaming makes so much money. And that's why everybody's trying to jump into mobile gaming.
That blew my mind. But, yeah, it's a decent video. You should watch it. Basically, the TLDR is Jeff Kaplan had this baby that he wanted to be awesome, and he did a great job in World of Warcraft. He moved on to this, took some pretty challenging things, and made some good headway. You know, I actually really like Jeff Kaplan a lot. I've always liked him, and I think I always felt like he was honest with us, and I think that's probably why they were going to make him be dishonest.
It's kind of hard to get. I mean, I think there's only a few people that give you this butt vibe, but like when you listen to him talk about his game, you feel like he's genuinely excited, and he is a fan of his own of the game. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's why a lot of people think that Microsoft is not just getting Activision Blizzard for Call of Duty.
They're getting King.
It's for King.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
It's for Candy Crush. That will fund all your studios. Just Candy Crush. Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. And it's because it's in everybody's pocket. And so you can see everybody that scoffs at, I don't know why Xbox. I don't know why.
I like this voice. You should use this voice more often.
Yeah, I don't know why they. Phil Spencer just admitted that they're not concerned about console sales, bruh. Yeah, they're not.
They're concerned about Game Pass subscription service, because when you can play everywhere from your phone, guess who is making $200 million a month per game?
Well, also, it was like a very predatory kind of transaction game as well. I mean, when you make the gems the same color of the other gems that you have to pay for the gems.
I'll be honest, it was actually Diablo. I used to like make fun of, okay, I'm just gonna tell a story here, right? I used to make fun of,
I'm gonna go camera on you.
Yeah, I used to like laugh when people would say like, oh, it's predatory, and I'm thinking like, no, it's your choice. Like, no, you pay money, right? Like the dude from Hawaii who got the state senator in charge.
Yeah,
that was predatory. I paid all this money to win. What? No, that's not predatory. Yeah. Anyway, then I played Diablo, and it's like, okay,
and
like
you got job.
Now this, yeah, no, and like Diablo Immortal is legit. Like you said, like it's legit predator. Like they're trying to get you into the unmarked van. You know what I mean? Like it's legit. You're like it's like, whoa. And it's a shame because the gameplay is actually pretty decent and fun. You know what I mean? But like there, and that's when I realized like, okay, that's predatory.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll be a little, you know, more lenient when people say that,
but you still
guy have, in Hawaii,
but you still playing have Battlefront. To, you still have to say, yes, I want to buy this. They don't just secretly charge you for stuff.
I mean, yeah, your child has to say, yes, stranger, I'll take that candy. Of. You know what I mean? Like, it was very, like, it was...
When the legendary gems that you need to
look
buy,
like the
look
gem,
like the other gems,
yeah.
That you can't sell. Like
one is taupe and one is off taupe.
It's still like it still pops on your screen. Do you want to purchase this? You have to confirm the purchase every.
But the gems look the same, and one is resellable and one isn't. So it's like, well, you could screw up really. Like it's done on purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is done on purpose.
Yeah, that is like they had a floor. Well,
the one experience,
like an entire department of psychologists.
Psychologists and lawyers.
Yeah. Psychologists and lawyers just working
all on one floor. Like, okay, how do we do this? I want to make $200 million.
Remember our first experience, my first experience with it really where I felt screwed was Marvel Snap. And I sent you the pictures. I bought the season pass.
Yeah.
And there was only hours. There was only hours left, and they didn't.
They didn't tell you until afterwards.
But then afterwards, after you buy it, the timer showed up.
No. Yeah. So what? No. What it did is it popped up, and it said, "It said, do you want to buy the season pass? It's great."
No.
Yeah,
it was on the screen.
Yeah, and that's when the advertisement pops up. But if you were to exit out and then go back, it would show you that it only had 2 days left before you bought it.
Yeah.
But they put that pop-up before you can see the timer.
Why is it the morality of, like, the ethics of this changes once we hit mobile?
So here's the thing, though. Well, here's the thing, and I didn't know that at the time. I wish I knew it now. With Apple Pay, if I request a refund within 30 days, they have to give it to me. There's no... Apple automatically refunds you. It's like Apple's like Costco.
I have to click my phone twice to pay for stuff, you know, for that reason.
Yeah,
because it's my secondary think about it.
But I would be curious, and then Apple will ding you if you have too many of those.
It's my safety.
I wonder if.
Do you know how many Hearthstone cards I did not buy because of that safety? Because you're like, ah, okay, I'll buy it. And then it's like, tap twice. And you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Actually.
Like, it's one of those, do you want to buy it? Are you sure? And then you're like, ah. No.
All right. I've never had that.
Everybody, that does us for this week. Next week, Diablo, though, huh?
Yeah. Next,
when does it come out? What day?
Next Thursday, if you have the early access. People. Yeah. Which.
And you bought that.
Everybody bought it.
You didn't tap twice?
Yeah, no. Twice? Yeah, everybody bought it. I mean, not everybody. But let's be honest.
But let's be honest, everybody.
80, what was the statistic? 90% of the people bought it. Yes, it sucks. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I want to play the game and it looks cool, so yes, I bought it.
There you go.
It looks really good. Well, when's the hard like release? Like for poor people?
The next week. 7 days after that.
7 days after. So 2 weeks?
Wait, no, a week.
No, 2 weeks from now.
Oh,
In a basically. Game like that, though, 7 days is a long time.
Yeah, I'll be on my second character by then.
Yeah.
On Torment 5 or whatever, leaving you behind.
That sucks, man. Yeah.
But Spicy, don't worry about it, because what Jordan's not telling you is then he's gone for 2 weeks to another country.
That's true. Okay.
But I have an adapter that I can plug in over there.
Wait, do they not? What
are you taking your?
Are
Xbox?
You taking your Xbox?
I mean, I could.
We will have
internet. I have an S. It's like the point of it.
That's true.
Also, I think I might have figured out. I saw a guy on
is Diablo 4 dropping on Switch.
I don't know
because Diablo's on Switch.
Well, yeah, but
Diablo remastered, like Diablo 3 isn't on Switch. Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's on Switch.
It's on Switch.
Yeah.
Maybe I actually but you think gotta I also, have it on you gotta also think, I don't even know.
Diablo 3 is like, what, 10 years old? The Switch is only 7 years old? So, I mean, it's not, yeah. You know. Diablo 3 is actually an old game, right?
Yeah.
Actually, oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I was, yeah. It, I had no kids when Diablo 3 came out.
That blows my mind. And that release sucks.
Now I have two, and Diablo 4 is coming
out. Diablo 3's release. Let's hope that Diablo 4's release is not a Diablo 3 release.
Oh, yeah. Error code, whatever.
Oh. It was so bad. It was one of the first. It was around the same time as that dumb city builder game.
SimCity.
SimCity. Well,
it was like two in a row. SimCity. It was like two in a row. Yeah.
But it was one of the
and
first.
And so you
like,
know what we did? If you remember, we all played Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Guild Wars 2 is the last boxed PC game that I purchased.
That game's old too.
What was my last one? I don't even know.
It may have been Guild Wars 2.
I think I purchased that digitally.
Hey, funny enough, my last box purchase was the Burning Crusade World of Warcraft like 3 months ago because I'm getting all the physical things just for like a collection factor.
Yeah, but how do you know that will be your last one if another collector?
No, I'm just saying that was my last one up until this
point. Oh, that's been your last one, yeah.
Unless you count Switch games. I usually buy those
physical. Do PCs... But here's the thing. I haven't had a computer that had a CD-ROM in it for I don't even know how long. Like, how would you buy it? How would you buy a physical copy for a PC now? You can't, can you? I mean,
you can if you got a CD drive.
But CDs, like CDs.
A lot of them probably just come with codes.
2004 called. They want their tray back.
No, I think yours, because I think we all got Guild Wars.
Speaking of Guild Wars 2, and I got to say this, maybe it's changed.
Because, real quick, remember when Guild Wars 2, when we had it with the CD, there was no launcher. It was the CD. The launcher exists now, but there was no ArenaNet.
Yeah, speaking of Guild Wars 2, I just got to say this. They have, at the time, I don't know how it is now, maybe I'll try it tonight, but they have by far the worst account recovery process I've ever seen in my life.
No, I would have to argue that Tarkov's is the worst.
I've actually never had to use Tarkov's.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have to type in your email?
You have to. I feel like I'm on a list.
Oh, okay. So
because I'm like fueling outside powers of America with money to find out how to get my game, like it's Tarkov's is a just
okay. Well, maybe that goes because Guild Wars like it needed like the CD key and then it's like the CD key and then you like go and try like you go through half your garage because all your boxes are in boxes and you're trying to and it's just
I remember,
account recovery should just be your email.
I remember the DRM on old PC games was in the manual on page 100.
Yeah, and it's like, right. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
That was the DRM.
That's right. That's hilarious. Dollar Bill dropped a super chat. He's a tier one wingman for 20 months. He says, with Jordan leaving for 2 weeks, can we get a bastard story? So we still have two episodes left before that 2 week vacation.
So you'll think of a good one.
And actually, I think we're only going to miss 1 week, but we'll bring one that last week. So our last show before Jordan leaves is. One, going to be
you the say Jordan, but everybody's show. Leaving.
So everyone's leaving.
Yeah, I'm so, not.
Except Mark.
I can chill here and rant again.
It's going to be the game Xbox Game Showcase episode. So during that week, we will record that episode on Sunday night.
Okay.
And then Jordan and I are leaving that week. So
literally Monday. Right?
So the Game Showcase. Expect a Jordan story. I have many.
Yeah, we all have Jordan stories. We've all been there.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Love hanging out with you. Happy, have
you
a good weekend.
ROG.
Happy Memorial Day.
Wait, did you already order the ROG or you didn't because you got the Switch?
No, I didn't order it because
It only lets you order two at a time. We wanted three standard minimum.
Yeah, we wanted three minimum.
Yeah. We can't. I feel bad getting one if Spicy doesn't get one, so.
What if I went and got one when you let...
I'd be happy because I'd come back and I'd be like, yes! Have a good one, everybody.